We are listener-supported radio for all of Southern California and beyond 88.5 FM. My name is Mark, or Mookie, if you prefer, and live music in our studio here is always inspirational. Today we have Jake Smith, also goes by the name The White Buffalo. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. This isn't your first rodeo here in our studios, so welcome back, my friend.
Thank you kindly.
You got it. The new record is available now. It's been out for a few months now. Darkest Darks, Lightest Lights.
Yes, sir.
We've heard the song Avalon on the air for a little bit now, and it sounds great. I do have questions about the new record. I have questions about you as a musician and some other things that you've been working on as of late. But can we get a song out of you off the bat?
Sure.
And this is going to be all new stuff, right?
All new stuff. This will be all the stuff or some of the songs off the new record.
Cool. So what do you want to play first?
This song is called I Am the Moon. You are the sun, and I am the moon. I chase you around like a bit of fool. Sometimes I go dark, blocked by the world. You shine so bright on the other side, giving light to the earth. Unkind, and I keep on staring until I go blind. In the morning comes too soon, 'cause I am the moon. But every once in a while, we lock in the sky like lovers. Just for a moment, I cover up and we're intertwined, and I'll hold you tight just for a time, then it's done. Just for a time we were one, we kiss and we say goodbye.
That's live music right here in our studio this afternoon. The White Buffalo, brilliantly done, my friend.
Thank you.
Just played the Fonda in Los Angeles. There are some other Southern California dates, including the Observatory in North Park down in San Diego, which is a really cool part of town down in San Diego, and the Observatory in Santa Ana as well. I got a physical copy of the record here, which is always nice in a world where everybody's streaming or whatever. It's nice to get a physical copy. And I was kind of struck by the artwork here. Now, again, the new record's called Darkest Darks, Lightest Lights. The themes that you've been writing about that end up on this new album, is it as simple as that, the lowest lows and the highest highs? Or is it something more, you know, esoteric than that?
No, it's more about, you know, I try to go to kind of extremes about, you know, different emotions and different things that make people feel and make me feel things. So there's some really dark moments as well as some happy feel-good moments on this album. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was kind of, there are some more cerebral moments, and that's kind of why there's that artwork is kind of a Rorschach kind of a...
It kind of is. There's a left and a right, kind of. There's a darkness and a light, perhaps. You know, I might be reading into it a little too much there, but that's kind of what I get out of it, man.
We went all the way with it.
Right?
Yeah.
Again, thewhitebuffalo.com is the website. People could get the merch. They could buy the records, check out your videos and such. There was something that I wanted to point everybody's attention to. It came out a couple years ago, from what I understand. It was a collaboration that you did with Ernie Ball. And it was Capturing the White Buffalo, is what it's called. And it has to do with, and I quote, it experienced the trials and tribulations of a modern-day troubadour. Fabulous stuff. So people could find that now, but you're doing a new web series, and it's called From the Garage.
It's called In the Garage.
It's called In the Garage.
Yeah.
Well, I can't read my chicken scratch writing is what happened right there. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
In the Garage is pretty loose. It's just me in the garage. It's kind of my safe space where I go and create and write. That's, just my own little spot. So I just go out there and kind of ramble, mm-hmm. and then I'll play an acoustic song, mm-hmm. and it's fun.
So it's like you're a fly on the wall.
Correct.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
And, maybe
it's pretty low production quality, but yeah. I think that's part of the charm.
No, that's cool. We appreciate you getting out there in the video realm.
Yeah.
You know, it's good stuff. You got to do that. Also, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. You're on all of them, I imagine.
You got to get on it.
Jake Smith is here, also goes by The White Buffalo. I want to talk about some film scoring and some other things that you've been involved with, because I'm fascinated about not just, singer-songwriter stuff, but some other things that you've done. But can we get another song out
of
here? Cool.
This is a song that they've been playing over here, apparently. I'll do an acoustic version. A song called Avalon. Billy wasn't sober, he got pulled over in Chinatown. Liquor on his breast, stuffed a pistol in the cushion, rolls the window down. Oh, well, his heart, it races like a 100-yard dash. Stone cold on his face, policeman sends him reluctantly on his way. Billy wasn't sober, he was hungover, it was 10 a.m. Another day of work, clutching the pillow like his only friend. Oh, well, he's past his prime, he's a dinosaur. Steadfast in his ways, the ace is left, but he still has cards to play. And he hopes today he'll swim his way to Avalon. He's not all the way down. Chip on his shoulders getting heavier. The weight of the world spins and obscures into oblivion. Well, this ain't living, it's waiting around to die. There must be another way. Under his breath, he says things have got to change. And he hopes today he'll swim his way to Avalon. Down, and he hopes today he'll swim his way to Avalon. He's not all the way down, searching but he got no soul. Wishing he could flip a switch, turn his life around, face the fact that life's a bitch. And he hopes today he'll swim his way to Avalon. He's not all the way down. And he hopes today he'll swim his way to Avalon. He's not all the way down. And he hopes today he'll swim his way to Avalon. Amazing stuff. That is The White Buffalo live in studio here on 88.5 FM. You've been putting out records under the name White Buffalo for a good long time now, since about 2002. Does that sound about right? Yeah, it does. Try to keep a little mystery, you know?
Right. And again, the new record's available right now. By our count, it is the 6th studio record. I read that online somewhere.
And Five or six.
Wikipedia is always correct, right?
Wikipedia?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's 5 or 6. I did a discontinue. I discontinued one, so I don't know if we count that one.
Oh, okay.
But it was recorded.
Well, we won't talk about that in mass production. Somewhere. Right. Some other things you've been involved with is you've worked with, I guess, TV and film, making some music for some FX shows like Sons of Anarchy and stuff like that. How does one transition from singer, songwriter, musician, band leader to, you know, writing for a TV show?
You know, a lot of them were earlier compositions that I'd already created. So I wasn't going into them thinking about the show. A lot of them were earlier. Some of the collaboration stuff we did, Sons of Anarchy, they would have me come in and sing on stuff that was either covers, and then we collaborated on the finale song. Mm-hmm. But the majority of them, other than kind of the finale song and the covers, were already created and already in the well, you know.
Right, but in some instances they might give you an idea or a general
framework. For the final song, it was lyrics written by the creator Kurt Sutter. Mm. And the music supervisor and I put it to music and melody.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and so that was kind of the most collaborative effort.
Right. Is it interesting putting the arrangements together for something like that? And are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself, or is it just that trusty Taylor guitar for the most part?
It's pretty much the trusty.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of, no, I wouldn't say that I'm proficient at anything else. You know, I'm pretty terrible at drums and pretty terrible at piano.
Is there any advice you would give to an artist who wants to make music their full-time job? So we got a lot of musicians listening to this radio station.
I mean, I would say keep it honest, you know, and keep at it. You know, try to write good songs that make people feel stuff. I mean, that's always been my ethos. And it seems if it touches you in a way that makes you feel things, I think it can translate to other people. So, just keep playing and write good songs.
Right. So if you come from a genuine spot as a songwriter, then that will shine and people will probably pick up on that, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's been part of my success is that idea that you're trying to write things that move people and they can attach their lives around it.
Mm-hmm. This is our The White Buffalo session, another session here on 88.5 FM. Again, if you missed the Fonda show, there's a show in San Diego at the Observatory North Park, one in Santa Ana at the Observatory down there, and then I guess more shows.
Yes, Beyond. We go on a little West Coast run, then we go down south, Canada, Europe. So,
what we're getting today, is it more of a stripped-down version of what the tour has been about?
Yeah, we play as a trio, mm-hmm. for the most part. So it's just drums and bass. It's still super organic. I mean, mm-hmm. we're a very no effects kind of band. You know, you get what happens, which I'm proud of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Which is good, which is refreshing these days, believe it or not, you know,
right.
And that's kind of all about our mission as well, serving the community of artists and, you know, treating rock and roll as a true art form.
Absolutely.
That's right. We are the brand new, not so new anymore all of a sudden, 88.5 FM, 88.5fm.org. If you haven't signed up to be a member of the radio station quite yet, support our mission, sign up to be a member. You could do it on the 88.5 FM app, get it at the App Store or Google Play, or sign up on 88.5fm.org. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the White Buffalo thus far?
Not really.
That's an open-ended question.
Yeah, hopefully this is a nice introduction to people that haven't heard, and hope you'll come along. There's a lot of songs out there. There's a bit of a catalog. So
there is.
You can dive deeper than just these few songs I'm playing today.
Do you sometimes have to, you think back and you pinch yourself thinking, oh my goodness, look at all of this music that I've done?
It makes it more difficult to put a set list together,
yeah,
you know,
right,
but yeah, it's cool.
That sounds like a blessing to me. again, Jake Smith in studio, thewhitebuffalo.com is the website. Can we get another song before we kind of wrap it up here?
Absolutely.
Cool. Another brand new one from what I understand.
Another brand new one. This one's called The Observatory. And playing in the Observatory soon, so it's fitting.
Mm-hmm.
I was lucky enough to have this song on This Is Us just recently.
Oh,
I think last week.
That's so huge.
So, into my mind, into the deep, taking me up to the observatory to see if the moon and the stars agree to take me out. Where is the answer? Where you been a hiding? What you been running from? Two worlds collide. Everybody hides, everybody bleeds, everybody wants, everybody needs love. But maybe I ain't the one. Maybe I ain't the one. The horizon calls from the east, and oh, the sky it begs and pleads. Get up, boy, off your knees. Look around. Everybody hides, everybody bleeds, everybody hurts, everybody feels, everybody cries, everybody dreams, everybody wants, everybody needs love. And I am one, I am one. Everybody hides, everybody bleeds, everybody hurts, everybody feels, everybody's right, everybody's wrong, everybody's old, everybody's young, and everybody's low, everybody's high, everybody lives, everybody dies, everybody cries, everybody dreams, everybody wants, everybody needs love. And I am one. I am one.
Look, I'm getting all emotional here in the studio. You are a treasure, my friend, and thanks for sharing some of these very personal songs with us.
You're very welcome.
You got it. Thewhitebuffalo.com is the website. Hopefully, we'll see you again. Consider this a tour stop, you know, next
Absolutely.
Time.
Just and, around the corner, so it's not,
I know,
not a terrible commute.
You're a local.
I am.
We appreciate that even more. Jake, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
We are 88.5 FM.